Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Ryan Sprance, the founder of two digital media agencies. He is the founder and chief strategist of Kaihatsu Media, and most recently the co-founder and managing partner of Allstruck. Allstruck is an agency that specializes in the travel, tourism, hospitality, and entertainment verticals. And Mr. Sprance, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. So for starters, how did you become a digital media expert? Let's kick things off there today.
Yeah, sure. So it was back in around 2012, 2013 when I was working for Apple. And at the time, I had fallen in love with the digital space. That's when the iPad was really starting to become a very hot product. And, you know, we worked specifically with an app called Flipboard. Flipboard, if you don't know, was the very first app that was developed exclusively for the iPad and utilized the entire screen real estate of it. And I became enamored by it and utilized the platform to store some of the information that I like to read. And then lo and behold, over time, that started to grow and become a little bit more of a customer-facing sort of viral magazine. And as that happened, I needed to learn other platforms. So I started to spend, you know, 15 hours a day on Instagram, really trying to understand the platform, understand the algorithms, how things worked, and how to grow it. And as I started to get experience there, I felt I needed to educate myself and do the same in the other platforms. So I spent the same amount of time on Pinterest and Facebook and everything else to really where I started to understand exactly how to drive traffic to particular websites, and then spent a little bit of time working on the paid side. So over the last 5 years, I've worked for, you know, with various companies, everything from, you know, small real estate agents up to multi-billion dollar transportation companies. And you know, we run their social and digital across the board.
That's quite an exciting background and impressive as well. Looking at social media campaigns, what do you feel are the fundamentals of a strong social media campaign?
You know, that's an interesting one. You know, over time, we really started to develop what we feel is a strategy that makes sense and works no matter what type of business you're in. You know, like we get a lot of people that ask, well, what about B2B or what about, you know, brick and mortar retail? So it really challenged us to sit down and run through exactly how we do what we do. You know, like if you were to ask a golfer, a professional golfer, you know, how do you have such a great swing? They probably couldn't tell you that they drop their shoulder at this point and they pivot their foot at this point. It's second nature to them. So really, it challenged us to sit down and really understand those things. And, you know, we have developed something we call the six pillar social strategy. And that includes building an authentic community, creating content, running paid, whether it's Facebook and Instagram or, you know, future platforms like TikTok, influencer marketing, viral contesting, and then, of course, reporting and transparency, because anything that gets tracked and on a weekly basis tends to improve.
Certainly appreciate your input. Most helpful as well. Tell us about your new venture, Allstruck. What makes it unique?
Yeah, so Allstruck is we call it a merger of talents between two organizations, my corporation, Kaihatsu Media, and another corporation named 212 Group. And we've been working with them side by side on various clients for the last couple of years. And we do things that they don't, and they do things that we don't. For example, we're focused mostly on, you know, the branding and engagement side of the business. And they're focused in the digital world on the search and data harvesting side. So anytime where we worked together and had a mutual client, we noticed that the return on ad spend was significantly above industry averages. And the reason for that is they were driving extremely high quality traffic based on their data harvesting procedures, which are proprietary. So we came together and created Awestruck together as a way to for us to use our talent and our team and their talent and their team. And it really puts us in a position where we can offer anybody in that travel, tourism, entertainment, or hospitality space, you know, a complete breadth of product with very high quality traffic. You know, one of the things that makes this organization unique is that we've got a proprietary technology to harvest data and then use that data within our campaigns, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Google, display, anything. We've got the ability to really narrow those efforts. So it puts us in a position where not only are we engaging and building an audience and creating content that people are interested in and that's value add, but also bringing the people to the table to see that content is far greater than what any other organization in the world can offer today.
Certainly making a difference in the space. Certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. We're joined by Ryan Sprance, the founder of two digital media agencies, Kaihatsu Media and Awestruck. Awestruck happens to be an agency that specializes in the travel, tourism, hospitality, and entertainment verticals. And Mr. Sprance has joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead, what should our companies look for when outsourcing digital media services?
Yeah, so when someone's made the decision that they need to outsource efforts, or essentially they don't have enough internal talent or resources to manage their own efforts, which is most cases really, right? Because having someone that's an expert across social and search and SEO is expensive and challenging. So when a company determines that they want to outsource those efforts, what they should really be looking for is to make sure that, number one, the organization that they're working with has been able to achieve a certain level of results that they're looking for people within a similar vertical. The other piece that is really important is they've got to understand the challenges of content, because really it doesn't matter you know, how well an organization can manipulate traffic to get to a website. It's can they help support creating content that has two key components, is value add and is essentially storytelling. If an organization can do that successfully, you've got a much better chance of bringing in a community and an audience, which is really focused on the type of product that you're offering.
Now, here's a big question for you. Instagram, I understand, accounted that they will begin hiding likes in the U.S. How will this change influencer marketing, and is it still an effective strategy, and what is the reasoning behind this idea?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. It's a hot topic right now, and you know, Instagram over the last several months has been testing hiding likes across, you know, different countries. I think they started the test in Canada and went to Australia, and now they've announced recently that they're going to begin this week to start hiding likes in the U.S. And there's a lot of discussion around influencers and influencer marketing, and will influencer marketing continue to be a viable form of marketing with this new you know, strategy? Because the mindset really is, if people see that someone has a high number of likes or engagement on a particular post, the thought process is, well, maybe this is good content, and they tend to share it more, and then they tend to engage with it more. You know, this is nothing new. Pinterest did something similar a few years ago, where they used to have the ability to like and comment, and now those features are gone. The reason they claim they're moving away from this is that people are more and more tying their self-esteem to, you know, how successful their Instagram posts are. And they don't want to, you know, support those efforts of sort of having, you know, negative images of themselves. So for us, you know, we think that influencer marketing will continue to be a very viable way to market in the future and to be able to bring new people into the fold and into your audience. The important thing here, though, is that the company that's running your influencer marketing program really has to understand the value of what that program is and the real metrics that matter. Because to be honest, the sort of follower counts and the like counts is very much a 2015 mindset. And if you've got someone that's an internal person that's working on those programs for you, and those are the metrics that they're using as success, you know, they're probably off to a very wrong start to begin with. So we like to look at the back end analytics of each of those influencers, which you can't see. You have to ask the influencers for it. You have to make sure that you're vetting the audience location. So where specifically is their audience from? You know, for example, if you're an e-com store in the United States and you find an influencer that's got 500,000 followers and don't bother to check where their audience is from, you may find out that their audience is from the UK or Australia, so it doesn't necessarily matter. Those people can't buy your products anyway. So if you're in a process where you think influencer marketing is the right way to go for your brand, you have to be current in the metrics that you're looking for. And those really should be the back-end analytics that show you the reach, the number of times somebody sort of swiped up on an Instagram story to get to a website, the number of times somebody clicked a bio to get into a link to see your product. So we think those are the more important metrics. And so influencer marketing is not going anywhere. It's just changing to a degree. Based on how the platform changes.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your thoughts in those regards. Much appreciated. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we draw things to a conclusion today?
Yeah, sure. So one thing that we see a lot is, you know, we'll go into a client, for the first time, and we'll start to take over their advertising spend. And you know, one of the things that we do is we work with that client to set up their own business manager. So they actually own their ad accounts, whether it's their Google ad account or their Facebook ad account. And the reason that is important is they're going to deploy and invest a lot of money on different marketing campaigns. And all of that data, that historical data on what was successful and what wasn't successful, lives on that ads account. What a lot of agencies do, and we don't agree with, is they create the ads account under an agency account. So they give access to that particular brand. If at any point that brand says they no longer want to work with that agency or they want to take something in-house, that account can't be transferred over, or in some cases just won't be transferred over. So you're left with nothing in terms of historical data, and you have to start over. So you know, for someone who's out there who's in a position to say, we want to hire an agency to support us, insist that you own those ads accounts and you'll own that historical data for the future.
Certainly do appreciate those final words in conclusion, and I really appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today and for the information shared. If listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information on your digital media agencies, where's the best place online to get further information?
The best place would be our website, kaihatsumedia.com, or if people wanted to connect with me directly, I love speaking to people and giving advice whenever I can. The best way would be Instagram at Ryan_Sprantz. I'm sure you'll put the spelling in the notes, but that's the best way to contact me.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Mr. Sprantz, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Ryan Sprantz, the founder of two digital media agencies, Kaihatsu Media, and most recently the co-founder and managing partner of Awestruck, an agency that specializes in the travel, tourism, hospitality, and entertainment verticals. And for further information, visit kaihatsumedia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.